President George W. Bush created the White House Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives and Centers in 2001. The initiative helped make federal grants easier to get for faith-based groups. Superior Harbor House Crisis Shelter's director, Reverend Barb Serta-Werner, is worried that a new administration might mean unwanted change.
Who knows what the next president is going to do about that? Or is it going to go back to the way it was, I believe, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, where faith-based organizations could not apply for those monies? You know, if they change them in a way that says a church can't own the property that you're operating your services out of, then for us, we wouldn't be able to provide services.
Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Salvation Army Development Director Stan Kelly says no one can tell what's coming.
At this point, it's looking into a glass darkly. We really don't know. And, you know, things change. What's promised during the election is not always what we receive from either party. And we believe that as long as we continue to do the programs that are the people helping programs, that we'll be able to receive funding both at the government level and from the public at large.
In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.